So the next sutta, actually I have selected this somewhat again related to the practice. Actually, Purabheda Sutta discuss more into the qualities, what are the qualities, very interesting qualities the Arahant is having. Now again, I thought of switching back to the real practice. Now, the sutta I have taken is the Majjhima Nikaya 115 called Bahudhatuka Sutta, the many kinds of elements. So this happened while Buddha was in the Savatthi. So Buddha himself taking up the topic actually. Yani kani che bhikkave bhayani uppajjanti. Sabbani thani balato uppajjanti. No panditato. That means because whatever fears arise, all arise because of the fool, not because of the wise person. Yekeche upaddava uppajjanti, sabbete balato uppajjanti, no panditato. So all different kinds of troubles arise, all arise because of the fool, not because of the wise person. Yekeche upasagga uppajjanti, sabbete balato uppajjanti, no panditato. Whatever the calamities happen in the society, that all happens because of the fool, not because of the wise man. A very interesting statement made by the Buddha. So he look at the situation, he look at the society, how these fools are making chaos. But the wise person never makes any chaos, so he calms down the society, he cools down the society. He makes it peaceful rather than making any kind of a war, any kind of an agitation, any kind of a conflict. So all the agitations, all the conflicts, all the arguments, all the troubles, calamities, all happens because of fools. So very interesting. And just as a fire starts in a shed, made of rushes or grass, burns down even houses with peak roofs, with walls plastered inside and outside. So Buddha is giving a simile here. Suppose there's a fire starting, but starting with the very little thing, kind of a shed made of grass, say that's a roof may be prepared during that old day. So it's easy to get burned, easy to get fire. So when fire breaks up there, It spreads to the wall, spreads to the inside. So the whole house, even the whole area can be burnt. Maybe in today's terms, assume that in the roof there may be an electric shortage. Now there is a certain little fire starts burning. Now slowly spreads out and ultimately the whole building can be burnt. So similarly Buddha mentioned, the fool brings fear, the wise brings no fear. The fool brings trouble, the wise man brings no trouble. The fool brings calamity, the wise man brings no calamity. So he therefore advised monks, Pandita bhavissama vimansakati evanghivo bhikkave sikkitabhanti. So therefore bhikkhus, you should train thus, we shall be wise men. We shall be inquirers. So he encouraged monks to be wise. We should inquire things rather than immediately acting on things, rather than immediately coming to judgments. You need to inquire things. You need to examine things, investigate things before you come into any conclusion, before you get into any action. So this is a kind of a common statement, common advice Buddha has given. Paccavekkhitva paccavekkhitva kayena kammam kātabbam. Paccavekkhitva paccavekkhitva vācāya kammam kātabbam. Paccavekkhitva paccavekkhitva manasāya kammam kātabbam. So whenever you do a bodily activity, you need to reflect. Is it a good activity? Is it a correct activity? Or is it a harmful activity? So you need to do that reflection, you need to do that assessment. And similarly, whenever you are talking, you need to assess whether what I am telling is truth, this is the appropriate time to tell it, and I am doing it properly without harming others. So whenever you are talking, again you Buddha ask, okay, you need to reflect. And similarly, when you are purposely thinking, you need to assess it. What am I thinking? Is it a useful thought that I am encouraged here? Is something good that I am thinking? Or is it something harmful I am thinking? Suppose there are certain sensuality related thoughts going on in the mind. It has certain impact on the mind and you feel certain delight in the mind, you attempt to continue that thinking. But by continuing that, further and further maybe lust arise, ultimately probably a certain transgression even can happen towards the precepts. Because we encourage that wrong thinking. So Buddha therefore advise monks, when you are thinking, you need to reflect what you are thinking. You need to look at the mind. What are the type of thoughts available in the mind? Abhikkhanam sakam cittam paccavekkhitabbam. Often you need to look at your mind, check your mind, what is there in the mind. And purposeful thinking, there you need to understand, okay, these are the good thoughts I have to think. They may be the renunciative thoughts, the thoughts of compassion, thoughts of non-harm. But in case mind is taking a certain thought by itself automatically, so then we need to assess, okay, what are the things really there. So likewise, this is a kind of a common advice often Buddha has given to the monks. You should be inquirers. You should inquire what is happening really. And then, evan mutte ayasma anando bhagavantam etadavocha. Now this statement was done in front of Venerable Ananda. Kittavatanuko bhante pandito bhikkhu vimansakoti alang vachanayati. So he is asking a very interesting question from the Buddha. Bhante, how a person, how a monk is called a wise man, is called an inquirer. Now Buddha is telling, okay, you should be a wise person, you should be an inquirer. So then, Venerable Ananda is asking the right question. Pandito bhikkhu imansakoti alang vachanayati. So what are the qualities, what are the activities that this particular monk to be taken to practice so that he become a wise person, he become an inquirer. Now these are the areas that Buddha encourage here. Yathoko ananda bhikkhu dhatu kusalocha hoti. Ayatana kusalocha hoti, patisa samuppada kusalocha hoti, thana thana kusalocha hoti, thana thana kusalocha hoti, yes. So dhatu kusalocha hoti, skilled in the elements. Ayatana kusalocha hoti, skilled in the bases. Patisa samuppada kusalocha hoti, skilled in dependent origination. Thana thana kusalocha hoti, skilled in what is possible and what is impossible. Ittavata ko ananda pandito bhikkhu vimansakoti alang vachanayati. So this is how a particular monk is said to be a wise man, an inquirer. So let's touch a part of this. So what are the elements? Skilled in elements. Kittavata panabante dhatu kusalo bhikkhuti alang vachanayati. So Venerable Ananda is asking the right question there again. So how bante, a particular monk is called a dhatu kusala. So he is capable or skilled in the elements. Now Buddha gives various explanations about different groups of dhatu, different groups of elements. The first one is talking about the 18 elements. The eye element, the form element, eye consciousness element. Ear element, sound element, the ear consciousness element. Nose element, the odor element, nose consciousness element. Tongue element, flavor element, tongue consciousness element. Body element, tangible element, the body consciousness element. Mind element, mind object element, the mind consciousness element. Now the interesting thing is there is no person here. So all are mere elements. Either they are physical entities, either they are mental entities, they are mere elements. There is no person, there is no self. So the elements basically highlights that non-self part. So how a certain process can happen without a participation of a person? Well, they are operating actually, but without a creator, without a God, without a self, without an individual, elements are merely operating. And there are certain conditions, there are certain causes for them to continue, for them to happen, for them to change. And without a person, without an individual, without a self, these processes are happening. So that's the interesting part, the elements. So how Buddha explains all our experience using these elements. So imako ananda attharasa dhatuya dhatuyo yato janati passati ettavatapiko ananda dhatu kusalo bhikkhuti alang vachanayate. So when he knows and sees these 18 elements, a bhikkhu can be called skilled in elements. So a monk can be called skilled in elements because he knows this, and not only he knows theoretically, but he sees things. Now, theoretical understanding, people can simply write the answer, okay, chakku dhatu, rupa dhatu, chakku vinyana dhatu, sota dhatu, sadda dhatu, sota vinyana dhatu, all that people can write. But knowing them, recognizing them, experiencing them properly through the practice, so that is the what most important. So for that actually you need mindfulness, you need fair amount of concentration. So then only you can precisely understand how the eye operates, how it operates with the rupa, the what we call the form, and then how the eye consciousness happen. So you need to have kind of a very quick attentiveness at the eye base. Then only you may be able to understand the quick arising of the eye element, quick arising of the form element, quick arising of the eye consciousness element. This is not a mere theoretical understanding what we are talking here. So that Buddha highlights here, yato janati passati. And not only you janati, you passati also. You understand it as well as you see it. Not seen by any kind of an instrument, rather your mind's eye. So the attention is there, precise focus is there, you are well in the present moment. So whenever a sound happens, for example, you can recognize how the ear element comes to be. And you know that the sound also has happened. Now the knowing part happened, the ear consciousness happened. So you are at the guarding of, you are very much like guarding the senses. You are doing a ayatana bhavana. Keeping the eye, keeping the attention at each sense base, so that whenever the corresponding outside object impinges, then the arising of the particular base, maybe eye base, form base, and then the eye consciousness, the ear base, ear element, then the sound element, the ear consciousness element. So ear consciousness element, yeah. So likewise, so this is a kind of a practice that you need to do. So sometimes people encourage this. So how to maintain the attention at each sense base and recognizing they are arising, they are passing away. It can happen at the internal sense base side or the external sense base side. So here we are talking them from the point of elements. So they are happening not because of an influence of another person, and any of these has no any self. So the elements indicate that non-self feature, emphasize that non-self feature. And so that is the elements where Buddha starts with call 18 elements. Attharasa dhatuyo. Okay, I think I like to stop here and we'll start the other things maybe next week.
Thank you, Valente. Still doesn't look like there's any questions on our side, Bundy.
Yes, that's right. No questions from our side also. So since there are no questions, then we line up the session. And we have another retreat also going on at Nisarnoane. So then I will wind up the session today. And we'll continue from where we have stopped. So I like to invite Venerable Dhammosada to conduct the sharing of merits.
Sarai Bante, thank you for today's teaching. May our family, our relatives, and all deities partake in the merits produced by today's teaching. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and the dispensation of the Buddha for a long time. And may the seeds that we have received today, the seeds of Dhamma, grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. Now let us recite the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merits. Ettavata chamme sambatam punya sampadang sambe deva anumodantu samba sampatti siddhiya. Ettavata chamme sambatam punya sampadang sambe bhuta anumodantu samba sampatti siddhiya. Ettavata chamme sambatam punya sampadang sambe satta anumodantu samba sampatti siddhiya. Akasattha cha bhummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu sasanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu desanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu mambaram. Idam vo nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idam vo nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Idam no nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.